Every month, we put the spotlight on what's happening under the umbrella of the College of Community and Public Service. We call this our CCPS Community Connections, and we ask our next guest to step up to the plate and swing, Dr. Carrie Buist, Assistant Professor in the School of Criminal Justice. Good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning.
Yay, we get to talk about your journey. What's it been? Did you always want to go into this field?
I don't know if I always wanted to go into this field, but I'm glad that I did. I'm a Michigander, and I received my bachelor's and master's degree in criminology and criminal justice from Eastern Michigan University, and my PhD in sociology from Western Michigan. From there, I spent almost 5 years at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, in their sociology and criminology department, and this semester I've come back to Michigan and Grand Valley State.
Happy snow to you.
Right.
Well, good that your talents lend you to that. How will you be spending your time as assistant professor? You have some classes to instruct?
Yes, I'm teaching corrections, a correctional process. I'm teaching qualitative methods. Next semester, I'll be adding criminology to that and hopefully developing some classes as well.
And who studies criminology? What's the intent? What do you do with your degree these days?
Well, it varies. You have students who focus more on the criminal justice aspect, more practitioner-based, where they want to go into corrections or policing. And then you have the theoretical approach, where we have students who go on to receive their master's and PhDs and teach and do research in the field.
Well, here we are talking about another accolade of yours, recently receiving the highest book award that is given at the American Society of Critical Criminology Division in honor of your book titled Queer Criminology. So that's where we want to spend our time. What's queer criminology?
Well, queer criminology is fairly new in the field. It's we look at both the theoretical and the practical approaches, and we seek to draw attention to not only the criminalization, but the stigmatization, and in many ways the historical rejection of the queer community within the criminal legal system. Basically, what it comes down to is studying LGBTQ folks as victims, offenders, and also studying criminal legal professionals who work in the field who are LGBTQ. So many of us who work within queer criminology really just want to investigate some of these challenges and experiences and look deeper at how the criminal legal system has been used as a tool of oppression against queer people.
If you can expand, discuss the use of the word queer in this context, i.e., obviously, it's no secret the term was once considered derogatory, yet today is considered more inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. We use the word queer in this context as an umbrella term used to describe anyone whose sexual orientation or gender identity challenges notions of the traditional kind of binary gender and or heteronormative constructs in the U.S. and abroad. So within our book, we use the word queer to capture lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender folks, intersex folks, and any others who fall outside of that heteronormative gender binary. But we note in the book, and it's important, I think, to mention here that the word queer isn't universally accepted. As you mentioned, it's probably societally more known as a pejorative than something positive, but it's really been reclaimed in the last few decades. And we speak about the power of language in the book and the importance of understanding that not everyone is going to identify with the word, but we use it as an inclusive term as opposed to exclude anyone from the research.
And certainly it was important to put it as your title, Queer
right.
Criminology, your tagline, New Directions in Critical Criminology. So where did the idea of the book come from, if you can remind me again here?
Yeah, well, it was a process that's been going on for probably about 4 years now. In 2012, I went to the American Society of Criminology Conference, which invites literally thousands of criminologists from across the world every year. And it's just actually this last November when it's held. But in 2012, I met several queer scholars, and they asked about the work I was doing then, which was research on women police officers and their experiences. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my participants identified as lesbian, and they had similar experiences to straight women, but very different experiences as well. And these scholars invited me to include the research that I was doing within the queer criminology field. So from there, about a year later, I ended up co-editing a special edition of the Critical Criminology Journal on queering criminology with an Australian scholar, Matthew Ball, and a legal scholar here in the U.S., Jordan Blair Woods. And a year after that, Walter DeCesaretti, who is the series editor at Routledge for that New Directions in Critical Criminology, asked my co-author and I, Emily Lenning, if we'd consider writing a book. So we took those steps, and it came out late last year.
So what does the book contribute to the field of criminology and criminal justice? Some of this you've mentioned.
Yes, Emily and I really entered the project wanting to make the book accessible to anyone. So while it is seen as a traditional textbook, let's say, that's adopted in classrooms, and we've heard that it's been adopted not only in the U.S. but abroad as well, the way that we wrote it really invites anyone who's interested in learning more about the LGBTQ experience within the criminal legal system, really invites them to read it and understand it. So you could go in with some knowledge of the criminal legal system or zero knowledge of the criminal legal system and be able to hopefully understand and take some info away from what we did. So it's really not only for students or professors, but also practitioners and anyone interested. I think that the book in and of itself, because it's so accessible, lays the groundwork for the field of queer criminology.
Speaking of the topic of the title, Queer Criminology, on behalf of my guest, Dr. Carrie Buest, Assistant Professor in the School of Criminal Justice, part of our CCPS Community Connections monthly program under the School of the College of Community and Public Service. So from your research, in between the covers, what are some of the challenges experienced in the field?
Currently, I think that our challenges continue to be couched within the need to diversify the field. We address the importance of considering and highlighting intersectionality in our book, but we have yet to really see a diverse group of researchers looking at this topic. However, we're starting to see it expand and different folks explore it, so I think that we're headed in that direction. We also continue to struggle with some pushback from more mainstream heteronormative criminology, and we kind of fight with them to become recognized and have them realize that these are real issues that LGBTQ folks are experiencing. You know, in 2016, we've seen 26 trans women of color murdered. Again, this is usually affecting Black and Latino trans women. These are usually very brutal murders. One recent murder, the victim was stabbed 119 times. So this certainly is something that should draw our attention. The juvenile population of LGBTQ youth disproportionately are represented in the criminal legal system, and they face tremendous challenges both inside and outside of the system. So these are things that we want to continue to draw attention to.
Future research would be?
Future research, right now I'm finalizing the gathering of information and writing my last project that I did, which interviewed criminal legal professionals in the U.S. I interviewed police officers, corrections officers, judges, attorneys who are out on the job, so gathering information about their experiences. In the future, I'm looking at the LGBTQ experience in the foster care system and also restorative justice practices related to hate crimes.
And what, almost one full semester under your belt here at right. Grand Valley?
Yes.
And
nearing the end of the first semester.
Yeah, and you're already spouting on your book and on the radio, so cool things happen.
Thank you. Tell me
how to continue the conversation with you, Dr. Buist.
Feel free to email me. It's buistcar at gvsu.edu. That's buistcare at gvsu.edu.
Great. Thanks a lot. Talk again.
Thank you.